Okay, today's daf is Erev and daf Chavav, as we are on the last daf in the second parak, in parak Osin Pasin. If you remember, we're going to start four lines from the bottom. I'm Chav Hei Mabez. This parak has two major topics. The first topic was the issue of Pasin, Osin Pasin. As you mentioned, part of the, according to many Rishonim, part of the Dinda Oraisa of Mechitzos, of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, is that one is allowed in certain circumstances, that's the Chiddush. Maybe it's only allowed on the Oli Regalim on a Daraisa level. We mentioned, but the Evid, even if it's not for Oli Regalim, it can't be that you're violating on a Daraisa level once it's allowed. But either way, at least for Oli Regalim, as was said, one is allowed to create this enclosed area with four corner boards, dyumdin, in order to be able to give one's cow enough to drink from the bar or the be'er. That was the machlokos we had, the yachid of Arabim. But that was all part one of the parak, the chiddush of the pasin. As long as you have some type of wall on all four sides, even though this parat's merubala omed, and we learned earlier at the end of the first parak, on aftes vav, that one is not allowed to have parat's merubala omed, that's the chiddush of pasin. The Chiddush of Osin Pasin is that one is allowed to have Paritz Meruba Al HaOmed. The question was, the Machlokas was whether you could also have more than Pirtza Yosem Yasser. That was the Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. But that was all part one of the Perek, Pasin, and how much is allowed in between. And relating to that, because the Dyumdin was mentioned, so we got into nine statements of one of the Amoram, Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, I think it was Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar on Daf Yud Ches, which spoke about nine different agadic statements. The first one had to do with du partsufin of Adam and Chava. That was part one. Then the second half of this parak, which we started a couple of days ago on Daf Chav Gimel, has been the sugya of Karpef, and that is on a Durabanan level, even though you have an enclosed area that is larger than Beis HaSayin, that's larger than 5,000 square amos, which is somewhere between 12,000 and 20,000 square feet, depending on who you hold like, many different, various different opinions. But on a Daraisa level, even though it's an enclosed area, on a Darabanan level, a Karpef that's more than Beis HaSayim, Shalahuka Fladira, that is Aser Midrabanan to carry within, and it is unerivable, as we mentioned, that cannot be included in the Erev if it is a Karpef Shluhuka Fladira. What does it mean, Lohuka Fladira? So that was those are the different deos in Daf Chav Gimel and Aleph. Do you need an actual base dira there? Do you need just a bar or a water source? Do you not need anything there, as long as you have it in mind? Are there different dimensions of it? That was all the different deos that we had on Daf Chav Gimel. We also mentioned a couple of days ago regarding the various areas within our communities. What are they considered? We mentioned, what if it gets filled up with water? What about a lake? What about a forest? What about if you plant, if you're Zorea there versus being Notea there? What if it's Betocha Ir, the Kula of the Dvar Shmuel, which we mentioned that if it's within a city and you built the city anyway, so it must be that it doesn't bother you, but it's still called part of the city. Could you rely on that? Bizman Azer, Moshe and other Achronim said that you cannot rely on that. Again, many different issues that come up relating to the sugya of Karpef. How do you fix a karpef that we also saw relating to breaking down more than 10 a 10 amah pirtza and then fixing it up again, related issues. Okay, so now let's get to the last section of the karpef discussion, and that is on Chav Hei Amud Beis towards the bottom, and then we'll finish the parak, and the next parak starts talking about the issue of tchumen. Erev tchumen comes up in the next parak, and Erev Chaseres, I shouldn't say Tchumen, Eruvin, come up with that. Good, let's continue. Says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. Hahu Avarnica. The Havel Elirish Galusa Babustina. There was an Avarnica. What's an Avarnica? Some type of shaded area that was created for Malachim, created with trees and with benches, a nice place to rest and to walk to and sit down and relax underneath. So there was this area within the Bustina, within the orchard of the Reish Galusa. So this orchard was a Karpef. It was larger than Beis HaSayim. And the question was, the Reish Galusa wanted to be able to go to the Avarnica on Shabbos. And he knew the halachas of the Karpef, so he didn't know what to do. So Amar Lei, L'Rafuda Bar Chinina, Levin Martakanta, Dilamachar Nechol Namahasam. Please do something so I could go eat some bread there tomorrow. Do something. I want to be able to relax there tomorrow. So you do. I'm leaving it in your hands, right? You take care of it, and in that way, I'll be able to go there tomorrow. Azal, so what did he do? He went, Avad, Kana Kana, Pachas Bishlosha. He made a path from the doorway of the outside all the way to the area where he wanted to go to, a path like a fence, like a picket fence, right? The within a Kana Kana, reed standing, Pachas Bishlosha, within three of each other. So that's what he created, right? A heck of Makom, as Rashi says, Kegon Mechitzas, Kanim Dal Mechitzas, Kecheder, Lahaniach Sham, Balaila, Machal Adurshav. He made it all the way till he got there, and then that was enclosed. So he thought that would take out the problem, remove the problem of the Karpev Shluka Fladira. If you remember, this type of Mechitza with just Shesi or just Arev, that was a Machlokas also earlier in the Masechta, where this was called a Mechitza Gerua. Remember, on Tesvav Mabez, if it only goes in one direction, a real Mechitza was both directions. Shesi and Arev, can you use that? But this is a Mechitza Gerua, but that's what he was using here. I don't think we mentioned there, I saw it subsequently, that the whole issue there of considering it a Mechitza Gerua is only, the Achronim say, if you use that for the entire Mechitza. That's a Mechitza Gerua. What if you have a whole Erev, you have Tzuras HaPesach, and for a little bit of the area you use a fence? And it's not next to each other, which is like a wall, but it's within lavud of each other. So is that a Mechitza Gerua? So the Achronim say no. Mechitza Gerua is only if your whole Mechitza is the Mechitza Gerua. Like we spoke about there, the Shayara, you're in the middle of nowhere and you're using it to enclose the whole camp. That's a Mechitza Gerua. But if you have a whole area that's Tzuras HaPesach or walls, and you're just using a little bit of a Mechitza Gerua, then even according to the Shittas of the Tanoim that are Machmir, that are, you have to limit it to Shayara, to Machane, and not in the ear, so they would, not in the Yishuv, they would allow it. So here, you're trying to make a Mechitza, but remember, here you're just trying to remove it from the Isur Drabanan of Karpev Shluka Fladira. That's why you might be able to use it. It wouldn't be a problem of Mechitza Gerua, because you're not creating something that has to be so powerful. But either way, so you made this Karnapachas Mishlosha. So what happened? Azal Rava, Shalfinu. Rava went after Rav Huna Bar Chinina. Rav Huna Bar Chinina set this up. Rava went and pulled out the pieces. He pulled out the Karnim. Why? He did not think that it was needed. Why didn't he think it was needed? Because in this Bustina, there was a Dira set up after the walls were set up. There was a Dira set up. It was what we would call Hukaf Ulubasof, a Dira set up. Not Yashav, we'll get to that Lashon in a minute. But that's what happened. So he pulled out the Kanim, and he thought there was no problem. So Azal Rav Papa Rav Huna Breda Yeshua, his Talmidim. Rava's Talmidim, Rava who went and did this, went and Naktinu Mivasre, they removed these pegs, they would never be used again. They don't want anybody setting it up again, so these pegs are gone. And now the Reish Galusa has no path in order to go there, because Rava felt that you don't need a path, because now this is a base Dira. This is a Karpev Shehukaf Ladira. Wasn't Hukaf Ladira, at least it became Hukaf Ladira afterwards. Lamachar, but the next day, Shabbos morning, Lamachar, three questions the Gemara is about to ask on Rava. Three questions, problems that you do need this area cordoned off. You do need, this is considered a karpev, Shlouka Fladira. Three questions. Number one, Lamachar, Esve, Ravina, Larava. First, Ravina asks Rava, Ir Chadasha, Motid Lam Ishivasa, Vyashana Mechomasa. Erev Truman, we know, we measure 2,000 amos from outside the city. If you're in the middle of nowhere, it's 2,000 amos from where you are. But if you're in a city, then you have 2,000 amos from outside the city where you are. So what, so the Brisa is machalik between a new city and an old city. What does it mean, a new city and old city? A new city, you have to measure from the last house. You can't measure from the wall. From the last house by a new city. An old city, you can measure from the wall. It's more flexible. What's an old city? What's a new city? Ezu hi chadasha ve'ezu hi yeshana. What's a new one and what's an old one? Chadasha, a new one where you have to measure from the last house. Shehukfa ulubasof yashva. That's where you made the wall and then you started living in it. You built the houses. So in that case, that you don't have the ability to measure from the wall, because there you made the wall first and then you lived in it. So that's not called, right, a wall that's for yeshiva. That's not a significant wall, because the wall was there first before you started living in it. And therefore, you only are allowed to measure from the houses. Right, and that's the parallel case to our case. That's the problem. Because our case is going to be one where you set up the whole bustana, and then you're going to put this dira in the middle. We said, no, you got to do something more than that in order to create something to become hukaf ladira. Imagine just starting to live in there is not good enough. You have to break down one of the walls, the examples that we gave 2 days ago. Yeshana, what is an old city where you're allowed to measure from the wall? Yashva ulubasof hukfa. If they lived in it, and then you put up the wall. That's where the wall is significant. You have a dira there, and now you're going to surround the dira with a wall. So that's where we say you are allowed to measure it from the outside wall. So now the Gemara finishes the question. V'hainami kohukva l'basof yashvadami. And this case that we're talking about by the Reish Galusa, the Bustina case, it was originally surrounded with a wall. L'basof yashva, then you put some type of base deer in there, you put some type of shomer in there. That's not good enough. So Rafa, what are you doing? Why you take down the little fence that was built? You needed it. Because you had to separate it from the karpe shlohukaf l'dira. Question number one. Very interesting ha'ara of the Me'iri. The Me'iri right here notes, some of you might be thinking about this from the Gemara in Megillah Daf Gimel. The Gemara here notes that there's a difference between it's better, so to speak. What's better? In the hukaf and the yashva. It's better to have yashva ulubasof hukva regarding Hilchos Erev Tchumen. For the laws of Bate Arechoma, it's exactly the opposite. What's considered a real Bate Arechoma, though, the special rules at the end of Sefer VaYikra, in terms of walled cities, that you only have 1 year to buy it back, it's exactly the opposite, says the Meiri. What's considered a significant wall, where the wall was there first. Wall was there first, and then you started living in it, that's where it's a significant wall, says the Meiri. It's not a stira, it's just a ha'ara, that this is exactly the opposite of the direction that goes there, says the Meiri. Zesh anu maskikin le'inyin Shabbos, yashav uba basof hukaf. By Shabbos, when you first need to live there and then hukaf, that's a significant wall. Uba bati arechoma. And for bati arechoma, amru, we said in Maseches Megillah Daf Gimel at the beginning, dafka hukaf alubasof yashav. First you need the wall up. Bati arechoma, that's different. Why? It explains it. Bati arechoma, hamikra meyid alav shekain. The pasuk is meyid. The pasuk tells you that you need this. That what? That you need hukaf ulubasof yashav. Shenemar beis moshav ir choma. Klomar moshav shel ir choma. You have to have a moshav of an ir choma, meaning you have to have a wall there, and then have the yeshiva. Aval inyin Shabbos diurin beinan. But by Shabbos you need residence. Ubi yashav ulubasof hukaf nire yoser shachomenasos letzarach hadiurin. So if you have people living there, and then you build the wall, it's clearer that this wall was built for the diurin. The nikra hekaf ladira. By Shabbos, by Tchumen, you need litzorech, a wall that's there litzorech hadiur. So how do you know that? So first you have the diur, and then you build the wall. So obviously this wall is built litzorecham. But by Bati Rechoma, it has to be a walled city. A walled city. How do you define a walled city? So based on the drasha from the psukim, a walled city is that you have a wall there, and then you have the city. It has to be walled, and then a city. That is the important ha'ara of the Meiri. Again, he's not saying a chiddush. He's just pointing out the two different directions that the halacha goes in. We mentioned past times the chiddush from the Chassam Sofer. Once we're talking about Bati Arechoma for a minute, why are walled cities special? What makes a walled city special? We know from Megillah, Purim time, right, only walled cities be Yibos Yeshua ben Nun, to give cover to Eretz Yisrael. Fine. But why a walled city? What's so special about a walled city? And why does a walled city have special halachas in the Sefer VaYikra? So there was a chiddush that the Chassam Sofer says. The Azayim Latar also says a similar idea in the end of VaYikra, but Chassam Sofer was first. Says the Chassam Sofer in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Tzadik Hei. Why are walled cities special? Says the my time a litlos hamitzvah dafka b'mashi kifu goyim kodem lachen, and it's only where the wall was there first, and then it was built there. Hayne mishum the ikar atam hu b'mashi hifli akadosh baruch hu chazdo im shahagoyim banu lahem aribitzuros lehisagev bahem. What happened? The nations of Canaan built these walled cities to protect themselves from attacking nations like Bnei Yisrael. Mipnei Emas Bnei Yisrael. V'yakadosh Baruch Hu Hoshiyam. The fact that we conquered a walled city, Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun, that's a greater reflection of Niflos Habore. It was a walled city. It was like Yericho, Sogaris and Mesugaris. It was totally enclosed, and we were able to conquer. So those walled cities is a greater simin of Niflos Habore. Umishem Hachi, Kedushas Bate Arechoma Chamuri Mishar Ayaros. That's why there's more Kedusha, right? The Ted Kedushas, the beginning of Maseches Kalim. The Kedushas of walled cities have a level of Kedusha that non-walled cities do not. Why? What's the difference? Because those walled cities reflected Niflos Hashem. V'amnam zeh shayich b'chol mashikifu ha'akim kodam b'yisrael l'sham. But as the Gemara says, this only applies to walled cities that were walled before the Jews came in. Uma she'enkein ha'charkach adaraba. But afterwards, it's the opposite. Why? Because when we're sitting in cities and we're protected, then the greater nation is when they're not walled. And we're protected even without a wall. Adarabba. Hayayosar tovilunas kayim banu prazos. Teshev Yerushalayim kamola asilavo. Vizeatam nirali nami b'mashe hikvit ahuka filubasov yashav. There's our halacha. And that's why the peda is by bati arechoma, by kedushas arechoma. It has to be walled first. Mishum demistama habonim chome lemivtsar bonim tchila hachoma. Olachala pachos yoshvim amanas lakifa. Right, because generally when you want to have a protected city, first you build the protection. You don't want to have a city unprotected and then build a wall. First you build a wall. Masha'enkin habonim lenoi ha'ir hi yashva ulubasof makifim lenoi. But if you're just building it to have a beautiful decoration on the outside aesthetically, so then you might build a city first. That is the Chasam Sofer Kuf Tzadi Hei. But again, that goes with our Meiri here that points out that the Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Bati Arechoma are exactly the opposite. For Shabbos, again, for our context of creating a Hekef L'dira, first you have to have the Dira. And then you have the wall, which is meant for the benefit of the Diurin. Good. We continue. That was all question number one that we had on Rava. Rava, who removed the fence going to the Avankara. Avarnica. So remove the fence. So problem number one was Ravina. Next two questions, interesting, were asked by these Talmidim who helped him out. Then they said, but 1 minute, Rebbe. Amale Rav Papa LaRava. Rav Papa was one of the people who removed it. Not Kizino Basrei. So Rav Papa asked Rava, Vahama Ravasi, don't we have another statement in the name of Ravasi? Mechitzos Adarkalin Loshma Mechitza. Mechitzos of Adarkalin. What are Adarkalin? Rashi says, Banaim she'osim mechitza litzel sevivo sehem, kishabonim machama. If you just put up a wall to create shade, it's not permanent, it's just there, it's not there for privacy, right? That's there just for a serious type of structure. No! You just put up a dinky little wall for shade. That's a mechitza, even if it's not dinky qualitatively, but it's there temporarily. So, mechitza is a darkalin loshma mechitza. That's what Rav Asi said. Alma, what do you see from there? Kiva delitzni usa avidala, since it's me litznius, which means, Rashi explains, it's temporary. It's just there for a certain purpose. It's there to protect you from the sun. It's there to allow you to go to this area, and then you're going to take it down. So either way, kibud l'tzniusa avidala lo havi mechitza. So you see, it's not significant. So achanami kibud l'tzniusa avidala havi mechitza. So to here, since it's made l'tzniusa, you're going to take it down, it's not a significant mechitza, and therefore, again, it's not called hukaf ledira, this area that you made there. It's not for a permanent structure purpose. So again, problem number two. So how could you have carry there? How can you consider that hukaf ledira? This dira there is very temporary. V'yam ravuna breder of Yeshua l'rava, a third problem. V'yam ravuna, mechitza ha'asuya l'nachas loshma mechitza. If you have a make a mechitza that's just for storage, right, the question of what this means, whether it means for storage or lanachas or for resting, lo shma mechitza. Again, not to live there, but Rashi says, lehishtamer mashi inichu sham. Right, a machsan area, but again, that's not called dira. So lo shma mechitza. Where do you see that? Where's another example where if it's not for human usage, so that is not called dira. Daha rabba baravuha ma'aravla lakula mechuza. Rabba baravuha made an area for the entire city of mechuza. Asar yasa, but he didn't make one big Eruv. He made it neighborhood by neighborhood. He didn't make one big one. Why? Because he felt, Mishum, Peira de Beture. Because he felt that there were these huge ditches where they used to put fruit in order for the oxen to eat from, and those ditches were very deep. And those created mechitzos, but those weren't good enough mechitzos to enclose the entire city. Why? Because it wasn't hukaf ladira, so he considered it a karpef. A karpef, a large enough karpef, that was not hukaf ladira. Ivaha perid beiture kim mechitza ha'asui lanachas damye. These perid beiture were a mechitza ha'asui lanachas. It was similar to lanachas, meaning it wasn't made for human usage. These mechitzas were made in order to create a house, right? So therefore, they're not considered significant mechitzas, and this would be a karpef, that would be a problem. Rashi, by the way, says here, alludes to his shita that we had earlier 20 blad ago on Davav. Look at Rashi Aser Yasa. Shchuna shchunas lavad, ubekal shchuna hayimavos harbe, velo hiter asir kula biachad. He didn't allow the whole city all at once. The af alpi shahaisa ir kitana, sheinechnasin ba shishim ribo. There's Rashi Shita. Remember, we have the Machlokas, Rashi and the Bahagin Tosfos, and a group of Rishonim hold that you need Shishim Ribo in the city. What does that mean? We mentioned also Machlokas. What does it mean? Even though Rishonim, they say Shishim Ribo is part of the ingredients of Rosh Hasharabim. Does that mean Shishim Ribo living there? Does it mean going through every day? That's very hard. Does it mean going through every so often? Once a year? It's a different dais. But other Rishonim, if you remember, didn't have this day at all. Right, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, whether you need 600,000 as a requirement. In the Minhag Olam, we saw Achronim say that this is relied on as a kula lamaisa without 600,000. If you have 600,000, then it's a problem. It's still a problem. Either way, so this is Rashi Lashita, so alluding to Ishita. So, three questions we asked at Rava, that this is not. Rava took down the fence, and he was rejected, that the fence was needed, because this area was considered a karpef shalohu kafladira. So finally, the Reish Galusa finds out about it, that he's stuck. And these Rabbanon said, no, you have a problem. So he says about them, Kari Alayu, Reish Galusa, Chachamim Heima Lahara, Ulehetiv Lo Yado. The Chachamim Heima Lahara, what are you, far wonderful, but you're messing me up here. Right, you're telling me this Shabbos morning when it's too late that I can't do anything? You're chachamim, but ulehetev lo yado, right? You're not helping me out here at all, right? I told you to fix the situation, and you did it. Once we have the Chassam Sofer open, we didn't mention the Chassam Sofer yet in this Masechta, but you could have mentioned it on Daf Beis, or any Daf, and that is Chassam Sofer was asked about the significance and the importance of making an Erev in a community. Right, it's very important words of the Chassam Sofer. He was said, is it so important? This is same chelik of Simin Sadi Tes, 99. So he was asked, Levarer lo barayos midivre chazal, shalmi meni, yedidi arav, Levarer lo barayos midivre chazal, sheraui v'nachon l'chol kahal am Yisrael, b'chol mekamos moshvoseihem, l'sakin mevooseihem b'tikunim tzoros ha-pesach, o'shar tikunim v'chayotzeben, is it appropriate to push myself to make an error with Tzuras HaPesach, another tikkunim, kidei shelo yikashlu rov hamon am, behotza merishus l'rishus b'yom Shabbos Kodesh. How dachuf is it? How important is it? Remember, we mentioned 2 days ago, we mentioned on Daf Chaf Dalet, I think it was, we mentioned the Harav from Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv says, even though I'm machmir in certain cases regarding karpe shlukaf ladira, but it's still better to put up the Eruv. Still better to put up the Erev. It's less of a stringency. If it's right, just at least people are carrying, relying on some other shitas, but still put it up. But so Chassam Sofer was asked this. So he says, Dover ze eno tzarech lefnim alaraya. I don't even have to write a tshuva about this. V'hu min ha-seichel, u'min ha-mavur lehedya b'divrei chazal, ha-seichel mechayiv, ba'asher yadua, sheshmiris yom Shabbos kodesh, mi'asos kol chefetz, u'asleinu mi'mitzvos ha-rashiyos. Shmir Shabbos is a major mitzvah. Umi she'enu mishamer ki elchaso, harayuka kofer, umumumar, l'chol Torah kula. Like it says in the Erev and Daf Samach Tes. That Hashem will get there. Right? Shabbos is one of the mitzvahs that are connected, kol Torah kula. The iser hotza'a me rishus haravim l'rishus hayachid, o behefich, hu echad me osan ha-malachos, sheha'over aleim, hu mumar, l'chol Torah kula. V'zim mevur Hashem be'erevin. Look in Erevin, Daf Samach Tes. We'll get there later, Bezal Hashem. Right? So says the Chassam Sofer. This is very serious. This is Hotzah. This is Shabbos. V'chulu, and he continues quoting that Gemara. V'danu k'dekol v'kol d'arkulu, k'mishiyatza b'das Yisrael, v'kol k'achomer ha-davar achafilu ba'onez d'leka chas v'shalom, lo itiru l'hatzil l'chatz v'shedemu revis. right? Even we had those discussions in Parakol Kisvei, where there's a fire. It's still limited. You can't just do whatever you want. Even the Rabbanans, the Yimkain, Kol Bardaz, Yishpot, Besichlo, She'i Epsher, Beshum Ofan, Lekahal Yisrael, Lishmaras, Kolbade, Besam, Ktanim, Ke'elu, Vegamlo Nishosehem, Vechalushe Das, Lishamram, Bekol, Yom HaShabbos, Bibli Lahot, Vivezach, Beso Achutza, Dvaram Ketanim, Umitpachas, Vektanim, Upita, Biyadam. It's impossible, it's so hard, says the Chazam Sofer, to live without an Erev. Vekama, and besides that people will realize, Vekama Tsa'ar, Vidochek, Yizbalu HaGedolim HaNizharim, Uveprat Ben Yitfilu Beveis HaKnesset B'Yom Shabbos Kodesh, Behavas HaSidurim, Lehispalel Mitocham, Vitalisam V'Chadome. Imkain, you have to bring your Sidurim and Talisim to Shul. V'Imkain HaSeichel HaPashut Gozer Shera'uy U'muchuyav L'Takein HaChatzir HaMavos Be'Erev HaMatir Tilto. So he says, for sure, you got to do your best. If at the end of the day, the Posek thinks it's Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, okay, he's got to figure out if there's any way to get it on Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. He's got to figure out if there's any way to put up a door, and we had before, Yerushalayim, Dalsosa De'ulos, is there any way to make it a Rishus HaRabim Darabanan? But Lamaisa, the Tircha, that they have to go through, you have to do the best you can. You have to do the best you can. Mikol shekein she'en lehis atzel milasakin emavuos lishmer ha'am mikilkule Shabbos kol hashana kula v'adavar mutal al harav atamad chachem sheba'ir lesakin emavuos v'im lav michshol v'koler ha'am al tzavaro. Right, it's his fault. It's his fault if there's no Erev. Then he talks about Erev Tchumin that Shlomo HaMelech made. And then, interesting, the end of the tshuva, he says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Asher Nasan Belev Malachim V'Sagarim V'Sarim, Baruch Hashem here in Hamburg, Sheno Agit Nostim Rishus Lishmar, Datenu Bechlal V'Prat, Lekvo Ervin B'Vohoseyem, they let us do it, Afilu B'Mavoshek Doli Malchus Darim Bahem, even the governmental officials, right? Right, that's like we mentioned a few weeks ago, when they asked the president to do Bittel Rishus. Im Tzrichim Lahatir Tiltel Yisrael, Notim Rishus Latzaki, Numilon Ogado Meirenu Pressburg, Metropolin to Medinasa, Vekama Pa'amim HaMelech, something, Visara Viskanav Ne'atzarimpo, Vokeis Huvada Medina, Vekosari Amalucha Ne'asafim, Vishkan Makamecha Jor Latake Jor Zapesach, Vishkan Vekor Al Gabeim, Vechulu, Ve'ein Mechalim Davar, they don't destroy it, Vadvar Mefersomim, Vegluim, Ein Bosafik, Akin Ein Larach Yoser, Upash Shabalasi Yedidi Arav, Yishtadel b'chalos l'sakein. So you got to do the best you can, he says to the questioner, to put up an air. Either way, that's the Chazam Sofer. So we have two Chazam Sofers today. One Chazam Sofer about Hekaf Bat Erechoma, and one Chazam Sofer about putting up Eirvin. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Eloy. Says Rabbi Eloy, Shamati Mir Blazer, Afilu Beis Kur. Remember back in our Mishnah that we had on Daf, Chav Gimel, Rabbi Eloy quoted that he heard three statements from Rabbi Elazar. Three statements. Number one was that there's no limit, even kebeis kur, right? The limit of a karpev is even beis kur, which is 30, which is right more than the shear, right? It's 30 sa'ah, as we'll get to. And the question is going to have a steer exactly how much it is. That was number one. And then we had two other statements in the name of Rabbi Eloy and then Rabbi Elazar. One about Bittel Rishus and one about Akrabalin on Pesach. So let's see each of those. Shemadi Rabbi Elazar about Filu Beis Kor, 30 Sa'ah. Masisa Deloka Chananya. Our mission is against Chananya's version of Rabbi Elazar, because Chananya's version of Rabbi Elazar, he had as follows. Titania Chananya Omer Vafilu Hiyar Barm Sa'ah. Kisratia is Teratia Shalmelech, which is 40 sa, not just 30 sa, like the palace, like the area of a king. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'shnei mekonecha darshu, but both shitas, 30 sa and 40 sa, darshin from the same pasuk. Shneamar, the pasuk says in Malachim Beis, vayehi Yishayahu lo yatsa hachatzer hatichona. Yishayahu, remember the story from Brachas Dav Yud? Yishayahu went to visit Chizkiyahu, who was deathly ill, and he goes to ask Chizkiyahu what's going on. He goes to Mivakar Cholim, and Chizkiyahu says, why is this happening to me? And Yishayahu says, well, you didn't have children. And Chizkiyahu says, well, I saw who my children are going to be. I saw the Rasha, Menashe. So what does he say? Bahadi Kafshi Rachman Alam Alach. Don't worry about the hidden things of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You do what is mitzuva upon you. My demifka desiboy lechalam avid. What you need to do is, and the rest is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says, the Gzeira, he says, maybe if you give me your daughter, and this great story, and he says, no, the Gzeira is already, Nigzar, it's not gonna help. And Chizkiyo screams at Yishayo HaMelech and says, Chas v'shalom, afilu cherev chadim unachaz arosh shaladam, ayimon atzvom narachamim. Right? Don't stop davening until it is, even if you think the Gzeira is done, you could have a Kriyas HaGzeira. So Yishayo is on his way out of that meeting. Yishayo is on his way out. And he says, Yishayo lo yatsa, he didn't even go out yet, and he heard already that he was getting better. So he went back in. So Ksiv Ha'ir, the Karina Chatz, if you look in the Navi, there's a Karina Ksiv here, but it's one of the unusual ones. It's a totally different word. It says Ir, that he's going out of the city, but it's read as Chatzer. Mikan, so why does it say Ir if it means Chatzer? Lis Taratia Shamelech Shahayu Kayaras Beinonios. It's to teach me that it's Taratia Shamelech, the large areas, courtyards of palaces, were as big as medium cities. As big as medium cities. So the machlokas is how big was a medium city. But my kamif, lagi mar savar ayaras benonios having base core, or mar savar mem saw having, some say it was 30 saw, some say it was 40 saw. That was the machlokas between these two deos in the name of Rebbe Elazar. V'yishayo my boy Hassam, what was Yishayo doing there? What do you mean? Rashi says this was the rear entrance. He wasn't going out straight. Why did he go out the back door? Right, why did he go at the rear entrance? Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Milameid Shachalach Chizkiyo V'Halach Yishayo. Chizkiyo was sick, so Yishayo went out V'Hoshiv Yeshiva Al Pischo, and he set up a yeshiva right there as a schus for him on his way out. He gave a shiur. Mikan L'Tam L'Chacham Shachalach. So you learn from me that Tam L'Chacham that gets sick Shemoshiv in Yeshiva Al Pischo. You have to set up a yeshiva right there, set up learning Pischus this person to get better. Right, that's what we think. Good, right, to prevent the Malach HaMavis also from getting in. Remember the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Lamed that we had, that they kept learning, so they couldn't get to David HaMelech until they made the sound outside, and then he went out and looked. Right, that's, the Zechuyos that were created by the learning. By the way, the Ben Yoyada here asks, get a different impression from this Gemara than that Gemara. That Gemara sounds like Yishayo gave up. And here it says that he went out and he set up a yeshiva in order to break the Gzeira. So says the Ben Yoyada, he has four answers, but he says the last answer is that maybe it was after Chizkiyo screamed at him. Chizkiyo said, no, it's not true. Number one. Number two, maybe Yishayahu over there was saying it just as a Navi. It wasn't just Stam, a person who doesn't know. He knew. That's what he was giving up. But here he did what he does for everybody else. He says, Inami, nearly, he said, Betchilinus Yashim Mimenu. Valachain Amar Kvanigzor Xera. Acharakash, Sasor, Chizkiyo, is Dvarov. Kachmakubani, Shalodis Yash, Vedarachimim. Chazem, Midaito Arishon, Vugamki, Lushtado Lazar, Lodi, Kfius Yeshiva. And he quotes some other answers as well. Not for now. But either way, that's the Ben Yodas Hara, how to fit in the Gemara there, and Brachas Daf Yud, to this Gemara here, in Erevin, Andaf Chavav. So either way, see, he set up the Yeshiva. The Gemara ends up saying, though, Vala Milsahi. But really, it's not something that should be done. Set up a yeshiva at the doorway of the chola. Duma asi li'iguruye be'satan. Maybe you're going to test out, you're going to upset the satan, which is the Malach HaMavis. What does that mean? So Rashi has a couple of deos here. Rashi says, satan, d'chi chazi bahadi adadi migri behu. If they start fighting with each other in an inappropriate way, that might cause more of a kitrug on this person. Maybe Chizkiyo, Yishayo, knew that the people that he was putting there weren't going to do this. But otherwise, they would. Others say, what do you mean? When people find and learning it's a good thing, what does it mean? La Milsahi. Either way, this was the Gemara's Maskana, that it should not be done. At least there, it should not be done. Interesting, this is talking about setting up a yeshiva to make somebody get better. We have elsewhere, Gemara, elsewhere in Baba Kama discusses this, and Yevamos, that they set up a yeshiva al kivro, meaning after someone dies, you set up the yeshiva al kivro, not to make it better, but the Gemara at the end of Yevamos, right, the last Amud Aleph in Meseches Yevamos, the Gemara tells us, Kuf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, that the Gemara quotes about that they got together for Tlasa Rigli. What is Tlasa Rigli? So, 2 days in Rashi. Rashi says, either this means the Yarche Kalas, before the Yabim Tovim, but then Rashi quotes there from the Chubas HaGaonim. Matzasi, Kol Hanach Rigli Da'am Oroi, Hainu, Yom Shemes Bo Adam Gadol, Kovim Oso Lichvodo, Umideshana Bishana Kshemegia Oso Yom, Miskabzim Tamidich HaChamim Mikol Svivav, Uboim Al Kivro Im Shar Ha'am Ulahoshiv Yeshiva Sham. Rashi on the top of Kuf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. The day of a yard site. They used to go there and set up a yeshiva. Where they used to set up the, learning there. I once asked at a shul that, they hardly ever say tachnun. Because every day there's another yard site of a rebbe. Right? They hardly ever say tachnun. So I went over to the rebbe and I said, what's the source for this? Oh, so I was just answering this. So he says, oh, it's a Rashi and Yuvam, it's Kuf Chav Beis. I said, really? So please show it to me. So he showed me this Rashi. So this Rashi goes over. I said, where does it say anything about tachlin? Where does it say? He said, no, you see, they make it a yuntif and they learn and they don't. It doesn't say they make it a yuntif. It says they set up a yeshiva learning, but it's supposed to be the neshama. Okay, this is what this is the Rashi that he showed me. Either way, that's the Rashi in Yevamos on Kuf Chav Beis. The old interesting discussion is there an issue of loig l'rosh there? Right, you're going, there's a halacha, there's a besechas brachas about not learning within Dalai Lamas of the mace. So the Rimi Gash has a tshuva about this. The Rimi Gash, the Rebbe of the Rambam's father, the Rebbe of Maimon. The Rambam's yartzeit was Erev, but not yartzeit. His yartzeit is Chav Teves, but his birthday, Erev Pesach. Rambam was born Erev Pesach. We just had it a few weeks ago, week and a half ago. So the Rimi Gash in Simon Mem Zayin in the Tshuvas, he asked this question, and he says, any type of learning that's done with Sorech and with covet of the mace is not a problem of Loig LaRush. Stav Gadon for him. It's done for his covet. Hachi by the Gemara Ba Metzia Tezayin. Covet also Lomoso Hoshiva Yeshiva Kivro. He says, how can you do that? So he says, if it's done for him, Bischus him, then it's okay. So, and then he's Mechalik. If it's somebody who is Machshiv Torah in their lifetime, who learned Torah in their lifetime, then for sure it's a Schus. If it's somebody who rejected Torah, so maybe then it's a Loig LaRush. So he wouldn't learn anything in their lifetime. But he's talking about a chacham. Anybody who was machshiv Torah, who had a connection to Torah in their lifetime, it wouldn't be a problem. It would be a covet for them to do it in their to do it at the kever. Okay, so this is where I was talking about right? Bikur chut at the chola stage. We just mentioned a couple of examples of at the kever stage. Okay, so that was all Rabbi Loi number in the name of Rabbi Lazar number one that he said even up till 30 sa'ah. Good. Now Rabbi Loi number two. What did he say? The chet shamati imenu. Four lines from the bottom. Anche chatzah shakach and mevelo erev. Remember, we mentioned this halacha in the past. You have the people in the chatzah have to make an erev chatzeros. So what do they have to do? They all have to combine and put a box of masses in one house, and then they're one big happy family. What happens if one of them did not join? If one of them did not join, anche chatzah shakach and mevelo erev, beso aser. So his house is off limits. What does that mean? His house is off limits. Two points. Rashi points out, we're obviously talking about a case where he was mevatel his rishus. If he wasn't mevatel his rishus, he didn't take part in it. But if he wasn't mevatel his rishus, then the whole chatzar is off limits. His bailus asers everybody else's usage of the chatzar. So it must be he nullified his rishus. He says, I'm out of here. I don't have anything to do with the chatzar. So that's why everybody else could use the chatzar. What about his own house? Could he take things in and out of his own house? No, he cannot, because if he takes stuff out, so that's like a retraction of his bittul. But could other people use his house and take things in and out of his house? So it sounds like from our Mishnah, yes, because it says his house is also to him. That's how we understand the Mishnah. His house is also to him, but other people would be able to. Right, again, what's this, the logic of Bitzel Rishus, again, we'll get back to this later, in the Masechta, Barashi here says, and the Rambam also uses this exact lashon, based on a Gemara later on, V'naase Oreach Etzlan. Rashi, seven lines from the bottom. It's like he's an Oreach. He's an Oreach, that's how we view him. Right, the Hamavata Rishus Chatzera, Rishus Beso Nami Bitel, V'naase Oreach Etzlan. He's like their guest, it's like your house. It's not my house. The Rambam's lashon is also, Naase Oreach Etzlan. So, the mashmaus of our Mishnah is that they could, though, go in and out of his house. So that we ask that as a question. V'yotznan, but the Mishnah says later on, Beiso ase lahotzi lachnas lo vilahen. The Mishnah later on says, Beferish, that no, his house is off limits totally. Even for others. Amar Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, Amar Rav Sheshes lo kasha. No, no problem. Harab laza v'harabana, it's machlokas. Our Mishnah is the name of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar would allow you to carry in and out of the Harabanan, but the Rabbanan would not allow them to carry out. And how do you know this? Kishatim Salomra, if you analyze a little if you analyze it a little bit, these are the svaris. L'divrei Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says they're allowed to hamavata rishus chatzero, rishus beso bitel. If somebody is mavatel the rishus in the chatzer, he is also mavatel the rishus in his own house. That's what we assume, the umdana, and therefore they could go in and out of his house. L'rabbanan ha-mavata v'shus chatzero, v'shus pesa lo bitel. But regarding the Rabbanan, being mavata v'shus on the chatzer is not automatically mavata v'shus on the house. That's why his house is off limits. Period. Says the Gemara, pshita. That's pretty obvious. Kishitim salomar usually means, like, if you analyze this, this is what you'll think, realize. You don't have to think hard about this. This is exactly what they say. Pshita. So Amar Rachava, Ana v'Rav Huna bar Chinina Targim. Now we explained it as follows: Lo Nisrcha Ela L'Chamisha Shashrim B'Chatzar Echad. No, this is the application of their svara. If you have five people in a chatzar, V'Shachach Echad Mehem V'Lo Irev, and one of them did not take part in the Erev, L'Divrei Rabbi Eliezer K'shumavate or Rabbi Lazar. Because you mavata reshuso, ain't sorach levata l'kol echad ve'echad. Do you have to do a bitul reshus to each other, to each person? Let's say there's one person that didn't. Do you have to go to the other four people? Or can he just do it once? Does he have to do it to each one? So Rabbi Lazar, who always says that you could be flexible, like he says here, you're mavatel your house. Here too, he'll say, just do it. You don't have to do it to each one. Ain't zorach levatel l'kol echad ve'echad. Ula Rabbanan, k'shu mavatel reshusa, zorach levatel l'kol echad ve'echad. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is in this application. You see, Rabbi Lazar, it's much more flexible in terms of his bittel. He only requires, you don't have to do it to everybody, you don't have to do it explicitly, and the Rabbanan are much more chamor in terms of and limited into what their bittel is. The Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Gil Yonei Hashas points out that five is the Erevin number. He brings 20 examples in this Masechta that whenever you want to talk about a group of people in a chatzer, in a mavoi, it's always five. Chamesha shruyin. So we'll get to that many times. He quotes many Mishnayos and Brises later on in the Masechta. It's always five. See here, what do you need five? What can it be 10? It's five. That's the Erevin number.
What if you have a guess?
If you have, one has a guest, so the guest is not his own reshus. The guest is a guest of you.
Right.
So that's for sure okay. Because here we're saying bittul works, you make yourself into a guest. But if you are a guest, then for sure your reshus doesn't aser. Right? A guest does not cause problems. Kamana aslo hadetanya. So again, who is the following brice alike? Chamisha shirim b'chatzar echad. V'shocha echad mehem v'lo irev. K'shu mevata reshus so ain't zorach levata reshus kol echad v'echad. You don't have to do it for, you don't have to be mevatel to each person. Kaman kribel azar. Right, that's like following Rabbi Lazar's opinion that you wouldn't have to do bitul reshus to each one. Rav Kahana Masni Hachi. Rav Kahana has the version as we just had it. Rav Tivyomi Masni Hachi. Rav Tivyomi has the following. Kamana Azla Hadatanya. Hey Sheshriyim Bechatzar Echad. Veshacha Echad Mevelo Irev. One of them forgot. Kshumavata Reshuso. Eina Tzorach Levata Reshus Lekol Echad Ve'Echad. Kaman. Who is that like? That Brisa. Amar Rav Huna, Brother Yeshua. Amar Rav Huna, Bar Yehuda. Amar Rav Sheshes. Kaman Kribal Lazar. Get to a little slightly different version of the statement. Amalir Pabala Abaya, last section. L'Rabbi Eliezer, I Amar lo mevatilna. Ul Rabbanan, I Amar mevatilna mai. We said that according to Rabbi Lazar, it's automatically, your house is also included. And according to Rabbanan, automatically your house is not included. What if they explicated? Are their shitos automatic? Or is it just an automatic assumption of what they meant, but they have the power to undo that? So my time, the Rabbi Lazar who said that you automatically are out of your house also. Why is that? Time of the Rabbi Lazar, Mishum de Kasavar, is it because he holds Hamavata Rishus Chatzera, Rishus Beso Bitel? Is it because Lamaisa? That's what a person has in mind. The high Amar Analo Mavatelna. And here, if this guy's screaming, I'm not Mavatelin, then his house is off limits. Rabbi Lazar would agree to that? Oh, Dilma, or does he know? Time of Rabbi Lazar, Mishum, it's a halachic issue. It's not an umdana, practical issue. The issue is, the bias below chatzal avidi inshi, the diary. People don't live in houses without yards. They don't. They need a yard in front of their house. V'chikamra lo mevatilna, and if a person says, I'm not mevatil my house, meaning, and I'll have my house without my yard, he can't do that. Lavko kamine, halachically, it's not in his power to do that. Avagav to Amar Dayarna, even if he says, I'm living here, Lav Kluv Kamar, we don't consider it as if it's his house. He can live there, but as an Oreach. Right? It's an automatic bitul reshus. Do we say that? So, that's Rabbi Lazar. Ula Rabbanan, what about according to the Rabbanan? I Amar Mevatilna, if they usually say his house is not Mevutal. What if he says it is Mevutal? Time of Rabbanan Mishum the Kasafri. Hamavata Rosh Chatzero Rosh Beisa Lo Bitel is because he usually didn't say it. V'hai Amar Mivetilna, and here he did say it. Do we say that the Bittel works, O Dilma, or no? Time of Rabbanan Mishum Delo Ovid Inish to Masalik Nafshi Lagamri Mibayis V'Chatzer. It's not normal for a person to remove himself totally from his residence, from his yard and his house. V'havi ki Ki orech legabayu, to be like a guest, that's very unusual. V'hai ki amar mivatilna, therefore, even if he says it, lav kol kamine, he cannot, and therefore his house will remain off limits. So amale, so he says, bein l'rabbanan, bein l'rabbalazar, kivan de gali daite gali. It's not an automatic halachic issue, it is a lamaisa practical issue, and therefore if he says, this is what I want, then we trust him. Bein l'rabbanan, bein l'rabbalazar. We are machir in this machlokas, by the way, like the Rabbanan. The Rush, in the beginning, in the sixth parak, in Vav Tezvav, the Rush discusses why, even though the principle is, which we'll have later, again, Bez Hashem, halacha gedivri hameko be'eruv, we have that in at least two places, halacha gedivri hameko be'avel and be'eruv. Halacha gedivri hameko be'eruv, in this world of the Rabbanans, why here we're machmir? So he quotes four different opinions, shitos, why, what the svaras are, why we're machmir here. One of them is because, what did our Mishnah say? Bikashiv l'masasi l'chaver. This is a real das yachid. A real das yachid, so you're not even going to rely on that, even as a kulam. Okay. V'chein shamati mimenu sheyotzen bakrablin b'pesach. This is our Pesach connection. In Chutz Laaretz, it's still Isruchah today. Right? So, you're allowed to use akrab. He said you could use this. My ar kablin. What are ar kablin? Amar Reish Lakish atzvasa charuziyasa. It's a type of growth of reeds that, or like a type of mara horseradish that grows around the dekel, around the palm tree, that Rashi says tam marar bo. It has the tam of marar, so he says you could use this, right? And we said in the Mishnah that he was mavakish for a chaver. The end of the Mishnah, bikashi li chaver v'lo v'echzarti akol tamidav, bikashi li chaver v'lo matzasi. Even amongst his tamidim. Right, he didn't find the chaver anybody who holds like this, and therefore, even though it has tam maror, it has to be, if something's not maror, even if it has tam maror, you need tam maror, that's true. But first and foremost, it has to be maror, and then it needs tam maror. If I create something artificial that has tam maror, I'm not going to be yotzei maror with it. It has to be maror with tam maror. So even though it has tam maror, the other sheet is held that it isn't maror, and therefore, you cannot use it. Okay, adroch osin pasin, baruch Hashem, we were zochet to finish the second parak of Erevin. Again, the two major topics relating to Pasin and Karpeif, and Meshem Nen, Meshem tomorrow, we'll start the third parak, getting into other Erev issues. Bakoma Arvin, Meshem Parsha Shir tonight. Getting back on regular schedule. Parsha Shir tonight. Okay, we'll stop here.